This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
After threatening to veto coronavirus and omnibus spending package, President Trump has taken off for Palm Beach, Florida Wednesday to spend the holiday at Mar-a-Lago. Trump is expected to spend 10 days at the Winter White House into the new year. Evacuation orders are in effect at Camp Pendleton near Oceanside, California, early Thursday, as a wildfire in the area, dubbed the Creek Fire, grew to over 300 acres. The Fallbrook evacuation applied to about 7,000 residents. According to AAA's annual holiday forecast, 84.5 million people are expected to travel during the holidays. The estimate is nearly 30% or 34 million fewer American travelers than last year. Seven astronauts and cosmonauts on the International Space Station will celebrate the holidays 250 miles above the Earth this year. The crew will also decorate the ISS with a Christmas decoration contest. Mission Control in Houston will decide the winner on Christmas Eve. USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Dr. Fauci has a holiday wish list. USA Radio News' Dan Naraki explains.
With Christmas right around the corner and holiday travel picking up, many health officials are asking Americans to scale back their celebrations to help stave off another surge of coronavirus cases after the holiday period. Dr. Anthony Fauci tells CNN that he's never said he wants to cancel Christmas. Instead, he hopes Americans will take the proper precautions to keep their holiday gatherings as safe as possible.
But whenever I talk about being careful, someone will say, well, he wants to cancel Christmas. I don't want to do that. I want people to be more careful. I want them to limit traveling to the extent possible. And when you congregate, try to do it with a limited number of people, preferably people in the same household or a few close people who you know are also being very careful. Avoid the 20, 25 people at a house at a big setting. Those are the things that are quite risky.
For the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
President Trump continues his presidential pardons this week. USA Radio News' Dan Naraki has more.
President Trump has issued another 26 full pardons after issuing a dozen on Tuesday. Wednesday's pardons included longtime advisor Roger Stone and former campaign manager Paul Manafort. Stone previously had his sentence for lying to investigators and witness tampering commuted. He tells Fox News that he was charged by the Mueller investigation strictly because he would not lie about President Trump.
In July of 2019, the Mueller prosecutor, specifically Jeannie Ray, approached my attorneys just before the release of the Mueller report, seeking my cooperation, essentially in return for some unspecified leniency in sentencing. In other words, they wanted me to lie. They wanted me to bear false witness against the president, and I refused to do so.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Less Americans are taking to travel this holiday weekend. USA Radio News, Tim Berg.
AAA is projecting a big big drop in holiday travel.
So we're looking at about 30% fewer people traveling. So that means maybe roughly 85 million people will travel. But compared to last year, that's a pretty steep drop off.
Andrew Gross with AAA, that audio courtesy of the Broadcast Retirement Network. Gross also saying that 96% of those who decide to travel will be going by car. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Attention timeshare owners. This is an urgent consumer alert from the Timeshare Exit Hotline, a national company specializing in helping consumers legally get out of their expensive timeshare contracts. We're offering you a way to legally get rid of your timeshare. So if you're fed up with the maintenance fees that keep on coming and want to learn if you can terminate your timeshare legally and permanently, call today. Even if you've tried before and were unsuccessful in getting rid of your timeshare, call today and see if we can help. We offer a complete 100% unconditional client satisfaction guarantee. Make this completely free call and learn how we can help you legally put an end to your timeshare nightmare once and for all. You have nothing to lose, so call right now to qualify and receive a free consultation. 800-897-1434. 800-897-1434. That's 800-897-1434. Paid for by Airtime Media.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop here. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
Well, happy Wednesday to you. Bill Martinez here, 6 minutes after the top of the hour. You know, it was fashionable there for a while, this whole slogan of defunding police. But in reality, when it got down to it, the majority of Americans really saw this as, you know, a bit of a juvenile phase that people had to go through, though there was a lot of support, you know, from the propagandized establishment media to even begin to get us to believe that, defunding police made sense. I mean, we saw what happened almost instantly in New York when Mayor de Blasio said, okay, we're going to get rid of these 600 specialized law enforcement officers, we're going to take them off the street, and suddenly guns came out in record numbers once again. And here it is. New York is learning the hard way that gravity still exists. By that I mean that you think there for a minute you're above gravity and you know arrogantly better than the laws of life, and you find out the hard way, but they're still trying to convince themselves that there's some merit to this idiotic decision of defunding police and taking law enforcement officers off the street, especially during this COVID-19 pandemic that we're in the midst of. Well, by no means do you look at the 2020 election and consider that somehow because Joe Biden, by numbers, is, the president-elect, and Democrats, were successful in some regard, that somehow it was a support of the defund the police movement. Lance LaRusso is with us right now. He's a leading attorney, former law enforcement officer, and author of the books Peacemaking and When Cops Kill. Lance, welcome back. Good to have you with us, sir.
Thanks for having me.
So, all right, 2020 election. There was, at the end of the day, I mean, you had Democrats, moonwalking in a backwards direction this whole defund police movement, including Congressman Claiborne.
Yeah, I saw that, and it was pretty interesting. I said the first time I heard that, and I like your phrase, a juvenile phase. I might have to steal that. when we heard that after the election, people were saying, wow, maybe that was a bridge too far. That was what I was saying to start with, and they're thinking that a lot of folks punished them at the polls because of that. The real people got punished, and it's kind of some arrogance for politicians to say, well, we got punished. The people who are getting punished are people in these cities who are getting killed, literally killed. I mean, murder rates are up, and for all of the murder rates that get published or don't get published the way they should by the major media sources, there's a lot of armed robberies, and there's a lot of rapes, and there's a lot of beatings that are occurring, and people being just terrorized in their communities, and that's what's happening. The idea that law enforcement is the problem because confrontations with criminals that we let out of prison turned violent is just ludicrous. We saw this in New York City when a bunch of officers braved a superior firing position, braved a situation where someone could have taken advantage and taken any one of them out, braved all of that to protect strangers, and took out a person who, by all counts, probably was trying to commit suicide by cop, but really didn't have any problems taking someone out in the meantime. So law enforcement is doing a tremendous amount of job. They have a tremendous amount of training, and they deserve our respect.
Well, you know, and what you just said there, people need to really consider the kind of training that law enforcement go. I know they're talking about, you know, hey, can we tweak this and tweak that? And, you know, in some cases, the hyperbole is so extreme that in terms of their solutions, I mean, look, at law enforcement has been around forever, and we need law enforcement because last time I checked, we're not angels. You know, left to our own devices, you have all this stuff. We got sex trafficking. We've, you know, just go right on down the list. These communities are being devastated. Chicago, at the end of every weekend, you hear the body count that comes out. And it's just like, you know, people are just, you know, they're just immune to it anymore. I mean, there's no response. It's just, oh, okay, it's just, you know, that's just Chicago. Well, look about all the families, you know, that are affected by the body counts, by the shootings. I mean, you can't even go down to your local park and take your kid down there and put them on the swing anymore at risk that they're going to get shot up. Are you kidding me? I mean, you know, this country is being hijacked one zip code at a time. And meanwhile, because it's not happening to us directly, we just, you know, we just yawn.
You know, earlier this year, my first novel, Hunting of Men, came out, and I highlighted in the book some of the issues and horrors of sex trafficking. And people asked me, is it accurate? I said, well, it's somewhat accurate, but it is toned down because it's just horrific. And you use sex trafficking as an example. Yes, there are bad people in this world. And the notion that there wouldn't be any bad people in the world if police officers didn't have to use force is just childish. When we turn around and look at the encounters with law enforcement over and over and over again, when they use force, it's because they were attacked. Mm-hmm. There is no justification to attack a law enforcement officer. When they are doing their jobs, when they tell you you're under arrest, the only lawful response is to submit to the arrest. We have one of the best court systems in the world, and people challenge those arrests in multiple ways every day. The problem is that we have been listening to people who don't have a clue. Now, I hate to use that hackneyed, but they don't have a clue. For instance, in Philadelphia, we had a shooting that occurred a couple of weeks ago, and the election has kind of overshadowed it. But we had two officers who confronted a man with a knife. They backed up and backed up and backed up. He's a danger to everybody in the area. He may have had some mental issues going on, but he is a threat at that moment. They wound up shooting him after they retreated a good bit, and then they were criticized for not using tasers. And this is a perfect exemplification of what I'm talking about. They said, why didn't they use tasers? Now, that was a perfectly justified law enforcement use of force, but it is being touted as something improper. Well, the reason they didn't have tasers is all, as I call them, the taser haters, who didn't have a clue to start with, said that they shouldn't have them. So
exactly.
Less than one-third of the patrol officers in Philadelphia are equipped with tasers. And nobody's holding these elected officials accountable. And, you know, they're criticizing law enforcement for the way they, you know, they write tickets and they enforce laws that disadvantage people who are poor. Well, if you want to impress me in a city and you are a mayor, remove the line item in your budget for traffic fines.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Then I will think that you're serious about community relations.
Yeah, without a doubt. Well, and the other thing, too, is you get, like you say, in that group of people that don't have a clue, you have the vice president saying, well, why don't you just shoot him in the knee? And like all of a sudden, the police officers in a combat situation have to be expert shooters with their service revolvers or their service weapons and shoot somebody in the knee because they're so good at doing that. And then, you know, the next thing that happens is now you've got somebody who's debilitated and the public gets to pay for them for the rest of their life because they're disabled because they were knuckleheads and took on the police. And, you know, and fortunately, I guess, or unfortunately for them, they took the vice president's advice and they shot him in a knee.
Or the person bleeds to death because the use of deadly force is shooting someone. People bleed to death from being shot in the leg, or the officer trying to shoot them other than center of mass with the biggest target available misses because the person is moving and winds up hitting somebody who's an innocent bystander that they were trying to protect to start with.
Yeah, this is like you said, they just don't have a clue, and they're all in that file. They do not understand what's going on, and we're grateful that Lance LaRusso is with us, the leading attorney, former law enforcement officer, and author of the books, including Hunting of Men, which is just released. We've got more from Lance after this. Stay with us.
I'm Dr. Ignatius Piazza, founder and director of Front Sight Firearms Training Institute and TrumpsArmy.us. Are you willing to stand with President Trump and the U.S. armed forces he commands to help defend the office of the president, the streets of America, and the U.S. Constitution against all enemies, foreign and domestic? Then go to TrumpsArmy.us and allow me to reward you for your patriotism as only I can. TrumpsArmy.us. We are Trump's citizen patriots. TrumpsArmy.us.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wrap should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
If you're a small business owner and you need to transform your business into the new virtual economy, hire the experts at GetCallers. For as little as $5 per hour, you can add as many virtual staff members you want to your company. They can make cold calls to generate leads, handle inbound calls, set appointments, customer support, live chat, and more. The best part is you have no expenses of computers or telecom minutes. No employee headaches. No contracts. No W-2s. Just a turnkey process for you at a fixed price that you can add as many virtual members to your team as you want. In today's economy, hire the professionals that know the virtual workspace. Call right now and learn how to add a virtual member to your team for just $5 an hour. Call GetCallers now.
800-750-3564. 800-750-3564. 800-750-3564. That's 800-750-3564.
Recover Now is a national campaign aimed at the education and awareness of the devastating effects of opioid and heroin abuse and curbing drug and alcohol addiction in the United States. Recover Now is sponsored by treatment facilities nationwide. Many of them have been where you are, and they want to help by spreading a message of hope and recovery. They're working hand in hand with major insurance companies nationwide that can help you or a loved one get clean in 7 to 30 days. Recover Now is embarking on a national outreach campaign on TV and radio to promote anti-addiction messages. So if you, a loved one, or someone you know has a problem with drugs or alcohol, do not wait. A new life for you could be 30 days away. Call us right now. I promise this call can change your life. Sponsored by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
800-493-4620. 800-493-4620. That's 800-493-4620.
Right here, right now. Bill Martinez.
Just haven't seen it.
You know, maybe we haven't seen it yet, as Danny Gokey sings, but the fact of the matter is it's still there just because we haven't seen it. But we've got to keep fighting for those things that are right and good for all concerned, that are consistent with our U.S. Constitution. You know, we've got to find congruity here. You know, people have said that we've got to get this country back on track, Lance LaRusso. And is not the basis of getting back on track is having law and order?
And, you know, some of that is stopping the rhetoric. So before the break, we were talking about Biden saying that officers should shoot people in the knee. Well, I can just about guarantee you 100% that the federal agents guarding him right now, as you and I are talking, would not shoot somebody in the knee if they tried to offer him harm or violence.
Right, exactly.
So, you know, it's stop the rhetoric, stop the nonsense, stop labeling complete justified use of force as another example of police abuse. You know, law enforcement officers, to give me an example, law enforcement officers dealing with mental health situations, I teach about 2,000 cops a year from all over the United States and some from other countries. Mm. And I've asked them universally, how many of you would like to never respond to another mental health call? And all the hands go up. But the reason they keep responding is people keep calling them. The reason people keep calling them is because despite what we see in the news when one situation goes bad, overwhelmingly, millions of times a year, they do an exemplary job at handling these calls over and over again. So the rhetoric needs to stop because it's having an effect. We know that we're seeing officers ambushed and killed at higher rates, but we're also seeing a problem with officers potential officers not applying. I went to a 50th birthday party for a law enforcement officer who actually I trained in the academy. That's how old I am. And, you know, the officers were typical 50th birthday party, 45 to 55 and maybe into 60 were his friends and colleagues.
Yes.
And the number one discussion was how many days do we have before we can leave?
No.
So we're going to lose the top end of these police departments in the next 2 or 3 years, and then we're going to be in a world of hurt.
Well, and that's already happened, Lance. I mean, with this movement, defunding police, and, you know, some of these particularly Democratic cities and these theorists, I say they're theorists because they've abandoned all reason and, you know, say tradition and experience for this idea of whether you shoot them in the knee or you bring somebody else in, you don't have law enforcement there. You know, like, let's reinvent the wheel when we're talking about you know, law and order and you know, civilian safety.
Yeah, they're grabbing headlines is what they're doing, and the problem is that it's having a real cost and a real effect. And there's a lot of law enforcement officers' families who are saying it's not worth it.
Exactly.
We want you to get out of it. And then we're seeing, you know, I wrote a blog post, and it was on social media, called Indulgent Prosecution. We're seeing officers prosecuted to appease the masses, which never works, because then when they're acquitted because they didn't do anything wrong, it just causes a worse problem.
Exactly.
Or we're seeing officers that are sidelined from an agency for 4 years until someone has the intestinal fortitude to say, hey, there's no prosecutable crime here.
Mm-hmm. Well, Lance, how can that be better handled? I mean, you've got the, you know, the court of public opinion that really rallies around really quick, especially when you have a police officer shooting involved, and especially if it's against a person of color. I mean, immediately it's law enforcement, you know, wrong, innocent black man, he's right. But yet he's the one that's been the aggressor, and you can see in the video there. But, you know, it's all back to that hands up, don't shoot BS that too many people have been influenced by. And that's not to that's not to disenfranchise, you know, when things are justified. But it's like it's being so tainted in the emotional realm that you can't even have a reasonable conversation because it's all emotion.
Well, the first thing that law enforcement agencies do, and I talk about this in my book, Blue News, all the profits go to law enforcement charities. Profits from my books have benefited about $35,000 that have gone to law enforcement charities so far.
Wow.
In Blue News, I talk about telling your own story. Basic principle, tell your story or someone else will. Brag about what your officers do. Get the story out. Get the history out of what those officers knew. And don't put up with the nonsense that, well, you know, you're just bad-mouthing this person who's gone. They have a criminal history. If they have a criminal history, it is their criminal history.
Right.
You know, those officers respond to some of these situations over and over again. They recognize people when they get out of the car. The good community officers know who the dangerous people are in the community.
Right.
Second is...
Yeah, like with George Floyd. It wasn't like George Floyd was an absolute anonymous character. They knew who George Floyd was.
Right. And you know, the other thing is the public needs to stop that nonsense, too. They need to stand up and say, wait a minute. We've heard and we've learned on the Internet, and, you know, you can look up people's backgrounds and criminal history. You're glorifying this person who was a drug dealer, who was a criminal, who was a domestic abuser, who had threatened and killed his family. You're glorifying him. Stop. That's letters to the editors. That's support. And that's letters to media outlets to tell them to stop doing that when they're, you know, when they do engage in it. And then another thing is just to thank the law enforcement officers.
Exactly.
Go and thank them when you see them and tell them you support them. You can't imagine how much that weighs in the favor of somebody making a decision. You know, and I said something on social media the other day. I said, you know, the officer you see in uniform right now could be contemplating leaving.
Mm-hmm.
And that person coming up and thanking them for what they're doing could be the difference.
Exactly. No, that's very appropriate, and I'm glad that you brought that up. I want to go back just a moment, Lance, and readdress the mental issues that happen on the street and how these police officers and what they're faced with. And, you know, what you hear time and again is the families know they have a problem, that they've got a problem child, and there's some, you know, because they live with it every day, and they're praying for that son or daughter and doing everything they can to try and calm them down. And sometimes you can't. And the next thing you know, you got the police involved and he's got a knife. And it's like it's almost a fait accompli. And you go, well, where is the family in their involvement to make sure that people understood that they had a child that, has got mental issues?
Well, and I can tell you, I did involuntary commitments for a major hospital system for about 18 years. And I've seen families that just were at wit's end.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a horrible thing to have to deal with somebody who has a mental illness where, just as a small sample, if they're completely unpredictable and potentially violent, it's extremely difficult for the family to deal with it. What people need to realize is if the family's calling law enforcement because that person's violent, they've used all of the techniques and coping mechanisms that they've been using for years. But the other thing that we need to switch on the light on is we all talk about mental health. There are absolute stone-cold killers and criminals running around these communities.
Mm-hmm.
Now, people can deny it all they want, but where's the family responsibility for making sure that they either stay out of criminal actions when they're young or turning them in?
Exactly.
And, you know, I represent a couple of fugitive investigators, and someone said, well, what's it like to be a fugitive investigator? And I said, well, you know, they spend a lot of holidays hunting down bad guys to put them away.
Mm-hmm.
Those are holidays they don't spend with their families. So,
right.
You know, these officers are making these sacrifices, and to minimize them and have them demoralized by people throwing feces and urine and rocks and bottles at them at protests that are supposedly peaceful, that are actually riots.
Right.
The public needs to stop standing for it and say enough of this nonsense.
And how much trouble are we creating for ourselves, like when you have an attorney general in California that is opening up the gates and just, you know, setting the prisoners free? What do we have to look forward here now?
Well, I have to tell you, I think that we are set for a crisis if something doesn't turn around, but I think the public has the ability to do that.
Well, they do. There's no question. I mean, hey, look, it's the first three words of our Constitution is we the people. I keep reminding our audience. And that demands a response. And right now, more than ever, as we've realized in our history, is that our democracy really demands courage. And if there's ever been a time for the courageous, it is now, isn't it?
It always is. And those officers out there that are holding the line are acting courageous on their behalf. They need to stand behind them. And as
exactly.
I always say, if you're not going to stand behind law enforcement, please stand in front of them.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-633-1378. 800-633-1378. 800-633-1378. That's 800-633-1378.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
After threatening to veto coronavirus and omnibus spending package, President Trump has taken off for Palm Beach, Florida Wednesday to spend the holiday at Mar-a-Lago. Trump is expected to spend 10 days at the Winter White House into the new year. Evacuation orders are in effect at Camp Pendleton near Oceanside, California, early Thursday, as a wildfire in the area, dubbed the Creek Fire, grew to over 300 acres. The Fallbrook evacuation applied to about 7,000 residents. According to AAA's annual holiday forecast, 84.5 million people are expected to travel during the holidays. The estimate is nearly 30% or 34 million fewer American travelers than last year. 7 astronauts and cosmonauts on the International Space Station will celebrate the holidays 250 miles above the Earth this year. The crew will also decorate the ISS with a Christmas decoration contest. Mission Control in Houston will decide the winner on Christmas Eve. USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Oh, come, Emmanuel, and ransom captive Israel. Come, ransom captive Israel. How long until you come again? Bring evil's final end.
Listening to the music of Perry LaHaye from his new project, Him. It's his third full-length release, his first full-length album in 7 years, and of course tells the grand epic story of God, which began in the heart of God. And the music artist and the nationally syndicated radio host, Perry LaHaye, joins us now. Hey, Perry, Merry Christmas. How are you?
Hey, same to you, Bill. So good to be with you.
Hey, what a great project. I mean, I say great project, and then I think about all that you're doing right now, and it's been a heck of a ride for you.
Yeah, yeah. My plate is full, but, you know, just trying to take one step at a time and share and show the love of Jesus.
Yeah, amen. I mean, you've been able to use your musical platform, of course, as a nationally syndicated radio host as well, that platform. And, you know, God bless you for doing it because, you know, especially this time of year, and with all that we've been going through, Perry, I mean, people, you know, people are praying, you know, believe it or not, they're praying like never before. I'm seeing, and I like what I call bonfires of repentance and revival that's taking place. I know we're looking for this magnificent crescendo of repentance and revival that's taking, but I'm seeing it right now is kind of like bonfires, just waiting. you know, to connect and come together in a dramatic way. And what a time if this could be, you know, the season, the culmination of all that we've been going through, you know, the chaos and you know, the death, and, you know, some are even looking at this as a period of judgment and shaking, as Jonathan Cahn has put it. And, you know, I believe God's trying to talk to us. The question is, are we listening?
Yeah. You know, Paul says the creation is groaning,
Yes.
waiting for the children of God to be revealed, waiting for the freedom of the children of God, which is referring to the new heavens and the new earth and the redemption of all of creation and the redemption of our bodies. You know, this is what history is moving toward. And so I think that what's going on in the world today is birth pains. You know, and as the birth pains get closer and closer together, that means the birth is about to happen. And what's going to happen with a birth? It's going to be new heavens and new earth. But I think before that, you know, coming out of this COVID time and just the upheaval in our world, I'm just praying for, like you say, a great spiritual awakening in the world where, you know, we come out of this thing and we realize God just did some amazing things and the nations are coming to Christ like never before. I'm exactly. hoping that that's happening now, and that as we come out of this, we'll just see an amazing harvest.
Well, I believe it was, I want to say Spurgeon who said this. No, it was Charles Finney who said, you know, a revival happens when it's most needed. And I think we're pretty close here right now. And we might be on the brink of what you are hoping to see, and for me and others as well. And, you know, and it seems also to occur when things are seemingly the darkest. I mean, here we are. Our country is in chaos. We've had a summer of Black Lives Matter and, you know, George Floyd and all kinds of upheaval, culminating with a election that is very suspicious. I think at least you can say that. And you're wondering, okay, what is the future of America that we grew up with? You know, just because it was doesn't mean that it always will be. But we also are aware, people of faith, that God has, no matter what, you know, Democrats, Republicans, political forces, the communist, Chinese, whatever, go down the list, whatever they planned and purpose, it's nothing compared to God's intent and his plan, his ideal plan for his creation, right? Because nothing is going to interrupt, you know, God's trajectory for his creation.
Yeah, my new record, Hymn, which has some original songs and reimagined hymns, just really talks about this great story of God, and we're in the midst of this great story of God. It wasn't our idea. It was his.
Exactly.
And it's the story of a great prince who left his palace, who left his throne, who left everything to rescue the ones that he loves. And, you know, you and I who have put our trust in Jesus Christ have been rescued, and we get to become rescuers to share this good news. The good news is going out to all the nations. And where this is all headed, Bill, is the beginning of the real story.
Exactly.
C.S. Lewis puts it that way. The beginning of the real story, which no one on earth can tell, which goes on forever and ever, and in which every chapter is better than the one before. And it's just helpful for me to see the big arc of God's story, where it's been, where we are, where it's going. And it gives me a purpose. I have a purpose. I'm here. I know who I am. I'm Abba's beloved son. Anyone who trusts in Jesus, we're adopted into his family. So I know who I am. We can know who we are. And I know why I'm here. I'm here to be a blessing.
Exactly.
You know, you're a blessing in your work. And it looks different for each person, the way in which we bless the world. But we know why we're here, and we know who we are.
Who we are and whose we are. And the fact that you say that, you know, he came to save those who loved him, but even those that didn't love him, you know, this was, you know, an all-inclusive opportunity. And no matter where you are today, you still have that choice. Are you going to choose Jesus over the things of this world. And right now, I mean, the world's on full display big time in our culture, Perry, as you know. And I think that people are frightened by the option that stands before them, but they shouldn't be frightened, because if you choose rightly, it will go well with you. I mean, God told us early on in that conversation with Cain, if you choose right, will it not go well for you? And this is an opportunity. And I've said this before, is that every once in a while in life, I don't know about you, but I've been able to observe that there are some moments that are more important, more critical than others. And those moments that are so critical demand a critical and significant choice. And it starts with our relationship with Christ. If you've not made that choice, then everything else, I mean, you might as well be a cork out in the ocean just being bobbed around and, you know, just floating aimlessly and hoping to try to make sense. But you can't make sense out of life. You can't make sense out of COVID and all the stuff that's going on, or even in the political environment, outside of understanding who Christ is. If you understand who Christ is and you're a follower of Christ, we're not threatened by this. We're not fearful by this. We're not worrying about whether or not we wear a mask and, you know, not wear a mask, whether we get vaccinated or not get vaccinated. We're covered by Christ himself, are we not?
Yeah, I started following Jesus, Bill, when I was 10 years old, but during my teenage years, I don't think I ever succeeded morally. I failed every single moral test,
mm-hmm.
and I was filled with so much shame. And I was playing basketball one night at the rec center in Sheboygan, Michigan, and I destroyed my ankle, experienced a very severe ankle sprain. My friends carried me home, put me on the couch, asked my mom to pray for me. Mom just went to be with Jesus a few days ago.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm. And she prayed, and Jesus, I kid you not, immediately took the pain out of my ankle, healed the shame in my heart. He embraced me. You know, I didn't see him, but he embraced mm-hmm. me. He said, I love you. He said, follow me. And that was when I was at my worst. So Jesus is looking for sinners mm-hmm. like me. And
right.
you probably feel the same way. And
that's
what gives us purpose for life.
Yeah, without a doubt. Heals your heart through your ankle. Go figure, huh?
Yeah, exactly.
You gotta love God.
You can't make stuff up.
No, you can't. But this is your personal experience, like the blind man. He didn't get it either. He just said, all I know is blind. Now I see. I'm not a big theologian, but I can just tell you the difference in my life. And that's what's so cool about our personal stories.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. That's 800-628-7226.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame. He owed money to the IRS and they finally cut up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world, then bada-boom, bada-bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000 plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 888-789-5040.
888-789-5040, 888-789-5040, 888-789-5040.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Cast yourself in, cast yourself in, into the river, this river that heals, this river of life, that flows to the nations, it's calling, cast yourself in.
Music from Perry LaHaye from his new album, Him, as in H-I-M, which is all about God, right? And this cut, Cast Yourself In, you know, this is a call 100%, without exception. I mean, you can't go in with just a big toe. Let's just go all the way in, right, Perry?
Yeah, you know, there's a river of life flowing, and that river of life is Jesus, and the first step is to take a drink and be made new by Jesus. Mm-hmm. But then we start hearing the river, Jesus saying, jump into the river. And when we jump full body into the river, it takes us to people and places who need Jesus. And so, mm-hmm. Yeah, the call is to just be full in. You know, Dietrich Bonhoeffer said, when Christ bids a man, he bids him come and die. And so I think that this is the call to the follower of Jesus to, you know, not try to hold on to our lives, but to give our lives away for the cause of his kingdom.
And as you said, following the example of Christ himself, and, you know, the last time you and I talked, we talked a lot about your heart and your ministry to the Muslim world. Give us an update.
Yeah, so I do a lot of things, but just to simplify, I'm a worship leader for Frontiers USA. Mm-hmm. And Frontiers' mission is, with love and respect, inviting all Muslim peoples to follow Jesus. So we have teams of people all across the Muslim world. And Bill, some amazing things are happening in the Muslim world. Since the year 2000, probably, more Muslims have decided to follow Jesus than in the previous 1,400 years of Islam.
Wow.
And it really has come out of a prayer movement that began back in the, say, 1980s, and God just began to hear prayers, and Muslims started coming to faith, and now I think we're just on the tip of the iceberg. We're seeing the tip of the iceberg in terms of how many more Muslims are going to come mm-hmm. to faith in Jesus. But we've got Frontiers workers, you know, medical workers, farmers, artists, business people, English teachers, classic car salesmen, you know, just in Muslim communities with their vocation, being a blessing, building relationships, introducing Muslims to Jesus. And we're seeing amazing things. I mean, I've just got some real specific stories of like Book of Acts kind of things.
Well, share them with us. We love stories because, you know, the thing is all these stories point to God's ultimate plan. I mean, there is a reason. You know, when you see things like this that occur and you see this energy, I'm part of my perspective and wiring that God has designed me with is marketing. So I look at trends. I look at what's happening. For some reason, the idea of Wayne Gretzky lately has been coming up in conversation, that what made Wayne Gretzky so exceptional is he tells that he never went to the puck. He went to where the puck was going. And that's kind of been my perspective with, you know, considering what God is doing in the spiritual realm, is that you start realizing, and, you know, God has opened my eyes to see this wave, in a sense, this energy that is building up, that is heading to that final chapter of Revelation.
Yeah. And, you know, while God is really moving in the Muslim world, there are over 1,000 Muslim people groups that still don't have messengers of the gospel. And Frontiers is all about, you know, sending people who have that passion to go, frontiersusa.org. But my son was in the Middle East this last year, and he was, you know, reaching out to Muslims. He was attending some university classes and building relationships with Muslims. And he met a guy who was not a believer at the time, Muslim background, came from a very conservative Muslim family. In fact, when he was 13 years old, his mom had committed adultery, and his dad gave him the gun, 13 years old, and said, "You kill her."
Oh, wow.
And he wouldn't do it. And so he was kicked out of the family, you know, just sort of ended up on the streets, in a sense. Brilliant kid, though. Ended up in a university where my son was at, serving with other followers of Jesus. And this young man had a dream of Jesus just this last year. And he told my son and my son's team about the dream, and he received Jesus into his life. And he's just a brilliant guy. And he got cancer. He got brain cancer just in these last several months. But even with brain cancer, he has translated Nabil Qureshi's book, Seeking Allah, Finding Jesus, into his own language. I don't know if you're familiar with that book.
Yes. Wow. Wow. That is unbelievable.
Translated that book. Well, I just got a text this morning from my son. And this guy, Muslim background, believer in Jesus. He got up this morning, or a couple mornings ago, and the Lord said, "Your cancer is gone. You need to go to the doctor." Went to the doctor. He's cancer-free. The Lord has healed him.
Wow. Now, you tell me, what other God does that?
Yeah, I mean, that's my story is,
yeah.
You know, that Jesus healed my ankle, and through that healing showed me his love. And that's what the Lord is doing in the Muslim world. He's showing up through dreams and visions and miracles and healings to show them that he is for them and that he loves them, because there are barriers. Muslims have
the prejudiced viewpoints and preconceived notions. They've been inculcated, and it's been programmed into them. We understand that.
Yeah.
But this is the power of good over evil and the power of the truth of God, right? Because when you speak that word, that aptly spoken word that the book of Proverbs talks about, it's inarguable. It steers the spirit at such depths that it is, it's beyond, you know, human control. I mean, you can resist it and whatever, but that's the stuff that gnaws away at you and wakes you up at 3 o'clock in the morning, having you stare at the ceiling tiles, because you know that you've been confronted with the truth. And now what are you going to do about it?
Yeah. And the Lord Jesus is breaking through the prejudices that Muslims have about Christianity. Right. And I think that there's a message in this for us as believers in Jesus, because we have prejudices toward Muslims. We have fears toward Muslims.
Mm-hmm.
And the fact that Jesus is going directly to Muslims through dreams and visions is not only to say, hey, I love you, Muslim world, but
yes.
it's also to say to you and me as followers of Jesus, look what I'm doing. I exactly. love these people. Mm-hmm. Get through your fears. Move past any hatred you may have or anger you may have, and join me in what I'm doing in the Muslim world.
Exactly. Tell us another story.
Yeah, so Rebecca is a passionate follower of Jesus in Iran. And Bill, we're told that Iran probably has the fastest growing church in the world right now. It's all underground. God is doing amazing things in Iran. Rebecca is one of the Muslim background believers in Iran. And she and her husband were going to spend some time to meet up with some friends, and they were running late. They had to stop at the grocery store. Rebecca just loved sharing Jesus with everybody, and her husband said, just go into the store, get what you need, come out. I know you want to tell Jesus, tell everybody in there about Jesus, but we're late. And so she went in, and she passed an imam at the door. He was just standing at the door. This is like a Muslim version of a pastor.
Mm-hmm.
She resisted the urge to talk with him, went in, came out, passed him again. They started driving off, and she just felt compelled to go back, and her husband agreed. She went back, and she went up to this guy and gave him a Bible, this imam.
Mm.
And the tears just started coming down his face. And he said, I had a dream of Jesus last night, Isa al-Masih, Jesus the Messiah.
Mm.
He said, come to this place and someone would bring me a Bible. And that's exactly what happened right then.
Now, the risk that this woman took to do this, it has to be God,
mm-hmm.
you know, that she would be protected, because as you know, in some parts of the world, to give somebody a Bible, I mean, that's a death sentence.
Yeah, she did take a risk. And there are people, Muslim background believers in Jesus, who are taking risks all the time. I mean, we look at the followers of Jesus, the closest followers of Jesus, the disciples, the apostles, you know, Peter, James, John, and so forth. It didn't end very well for them in terms of their physical life. I mean, Paul had his head chopped off, and Peter, we're told, was crucified upside down.
Mm-hmm.
But they were looking for a better city. They
yes.
were looking for a better world, and they knew they had a message that could change this world and that would give us a reason to live in a world that just doesn't work the way it should be.
Well, Perry, we've got to wrap things up. We've got about a minute left here. The album, Hymn, what's the takeaway that you want for the listeners to get from this blessing?
Yeah. Well, for the record, Hymn, the album, Hymn, that it's all about, I would like, if you check this out, I want you to be recaptured by how amazing God's grace is. God's grace is astounding, and sometimes I just take it for granted, and I don't want to ever take it for granted. But as you get captured by the amazing grace of Jesus through these songs, I hope that you'll sense the call to turn outward to the world that so desperately needs the world, because there's grace not just for you and me and the few of us, but there's grace for the whole world, and that's why we're here, to bring the blessing of Jesus to the planet in the unique ways in which he has gifted us.
Well, the album will be linked on our website at BillMartinezShow.com. Perry LaHaye has been our guest. Perry, thank you so much. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year, buddy.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy, because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at PocketsOfLight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
We all have heard.